Bring us to Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, what's going on this morning?
It's always interesting to hear all this talk about coaching speculation and all that. And I know one of the things that I always look forward to when I go down to the SEC tournament is getting together with all the guys that either cover the games or do the games, because we all kind of have our different sources and places. And so you start to compare notes on things. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of names there that I've heard, but I've heard in different contexts and in some other places. So.
Right.
It's always kind of funny to see how it finally, you know, plays out.
We had Kevin Stallings on the show yesterday, yeah. Joe, and he was outspoken in a way that we appreciate. I mean, he, you know, I don't think you know, he went off the rails or anything like that, but you know, he had some problems with the selection committee and wondering what it took for his team to get into the NIT. But you know, pretty much saying, and I got to give Kevin Engram some credit here, because he said the same thing on Monday, and that is that the NCAA tournament committee always seems to change its criteria, or a little bit of it. And Kevin, you know, Stallings said it's more or less a moving target, so it's hard to figure why they do some of the things that they do.
Yeah, one year you hear that big buzzword that your RPI is what shot you down, and then the next year they say, well, the RPI is really not that much of a thing. We're really looking at your strength of schedule. And then the next year, it's, well, you know, road wins are really critical. And it is a moving target. And I think the other thing that Kevin mentioned that was really important, I heard that interview, was talking about scheduling and how difficult it is. I mean, you know, you just don't pick up the phone and call a school and say, hey, we'd like to play you in a home-and-home, and they go, okay. It doesn't work that way. And a Vanderbilt, it might work that way for a couple of schools, but not many. You know, a Vanderbilt is one of those schools that falls into the cracks where a lot of teams that want to come here, if they're smaller schools or whatever, they want to play you, you know, 3-for-1, 2-for-1, you know, home and home. They want to get you on their home court and get a shot at you. Then there are other schools that may be a little bigger in name that may not want to play you, that think you have a chance to roll in there and beat them on their home court. So you deal with that all the time. And then the other aspect is you schedule for a few years down the road, and a team that you think is really going to be good turns out not to be, or vice versa. So I don't know how they do it. It's got to be one of the most agonizing parts of what they try to do in putting together a basketball program.
Yeah, and Coach Stallings gave the examples of Georgia Tech and UMass. You know, you schedule those series a few years ago, Georgia Tech coming off a Final Four appearance, UMass looking like it's on its way with Travis Ford, and then a lot of things happen, you know, in the meantime, and you're left with the teams that they're good teams on your schedule, but not really what you thought on the front end.
And I think, you know, Kevin, and talking about Vanderbilt, the schedule they played was probably commensurate with the type of team they were expecting to have. You know, you didn't want to, you know, roll out a top 20 rated schedule against all these new faces. That'll change. You know, I think next year you'll see a tougher schedule, and probably the year after. But certainly there are other schools in the conference that probably have to rethink some things, you know, and how they schedule a non-conference, because there's no doubt that it impacted their seating.
Joe, let's talk spring football for a minute. Any updates on what's been going on with Bobby Johnson's
group? No, yesterday was they practiced yesterday. They'll take the day off, and then they'll come back 3 more days in the week. And so really later in the week is when I think you're going to see a lot of things happen. You know, working toward when they can put back-to-back days together. The weather's going to be great, hopefully. Hopefully the injury bug stays away. You know, really kind of focusing on, really for the first time, a guy like Larry Smith getting a lot of reps, you know, getting the full complement of reps and getting a shot to really sort of run the offense along with McKenzie Adams and Jared Funk. And we'll see how that plays out. I know it's going to be really good for him to have that opportunity, and really good for the coaches to get a chance to get a close look at him in all those situations and see how he handles things.
And I know this week you're going to get a look at newly renovated Greer Stadium.
Not this week.
Oh, it's not this week.
No, I'm glad you brought that up.
No, they moved the game to Hawkins Field today, correct?
I was going to mention that. Today's game.
Well, I'm completely
Belmont,
out of touch.
Today's game. No, there's been a lot of talk about that. Today's game with Belmont was scheduled to be at Greer Stadium, but because the renovations are not quite done yet, we're going to flip those games. So the game that was supposed to be played April 1st at Vanderbilt will be played tonight at April 1st. So if you've got tickets to that game, bring your April 1st Belmont-Vanderbilt ticket to Hawkins Field, and it'll be redeemed tonight. And then the game that's scheduled for April 1st will now take place at Greer Stadium.
In the words of Emily Latella, never mind.
Never mind.
Can you?
That was a perfect segue, Mark. It was a good call.
Can you clarify one thing? Were you talking about Mark being out of touch or about the confusion over the game?
I'm not saying anything.
Joe, let's talk about Soviet jewelry.
All right. 7 o'clock. Got to go. Joe, talk
Eagle
to you tomorrow.
Rights. Yes.
Later.
All right.